This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I rail on the media all the time, and I'm okay as a novice, but there's some people that are a little more read into it, a little more savvy to it, who I like to reach out to, and today I reached out to one of the most savvy that I have found, and I want you to know that it's perfectly okay when I call her the Reagan Babe, and I'm talking about Megan Barth. Good evening.
Hey, Bill. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
It's okay to call you Reagan Babe, right?
Well, hopefully that's my website.
Okay. I just want you to know that when I started the show, I was going to call myself the Reagan Babe, and you'd already taken it. So, anyway, I hold no grudge against that, though, however. And I do want to thank you. I called her at what would be considered in the media setup system at the very last minute, and she agreed to come on. So thank you very much for that as well. And tell AJ if he'd answer his phone, I just set it up the right way. Anyway.
Yeah, you got to smack him around a couple times.
The media. I've seen polls where people look at the media and say that is the biggest threat to liberty in the United States. What do you think about the media as it is today?
Well, absolutely, and they're right. And I do think it's a stain on America, as Donald Trump had labeled them after a series of misreports. You could just call them lies, really. And it was a string of them. It was multiple a day, all in a week, and that was just in the last week or two. From the time that they had unanimously and collectively said that Donald Trump Jr. received WikiLeaks codes on a date 10 days prior to his tweet, to the fact that Michael Flynn, which had Ross fired, I think at ABC, was it? Michael Flynn basically was tapped by the Trump campaign to start reaching out to foreign agents when actually it was during the transition team. Then you have David Weigel of the Washington Post tweeting out a complete falsified picture showing an empty Pensacola rally when in fact it was packed to the rafters.
Yep.
And there are other examples of their lies. And I dare anybody to go try to find how many statements or how many articles that the mainstream media published that they had to retract against Barack Obama. You can't find any. And so this collusion that they're trying to find between Trump and Russia is non-existent. But the collusion between the media and the Democrat Party is existent, and it was shown to us through WikiLeaks. John Podesta held a dinner at his Tony apartment, and 36 of the hacks showed up in order to figure out how they were going to craft the narrative to make Hillary Clinton likable and trustworthy. And so I learned a long time ago from Andrew Breitbart, and I worked with him on a couple projects, that the media was the Democrat media complex. So basically what that means is that the Democrats own the media, and the media owns the narrative. So whatever the Democrats want the headlines to say in order to cast aspersions on their political enemies or to paint their enemies in a bad light, the press is more than happy to carry that torch instead of practice investigative journalism. I've long said that honest journalism is dead, and this Trump presidency proves it.
Do you recall hearing of something called the journalist?
Oh, yeah. That was earlier in my activist career. But, yes, it was a journalist, and it was a bunch of Washington and New York reporters, and I'm sure there were some from L.A. as well, that were all conspiring behind the scenes on how to attack various conservatives in the media and in politics. And so, again, this is just it was kind of their own underground.
And part of it was to make sure that they had all the talking points right, to where if you were in Spokane or Savannah, you sounded like you somehow, you know, intuitively just felt the same way. Do you still see that kind of coordination happening in the fake stream?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just watch the Twitter feed of CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, BuzzFeed, Vox, Mother Jones, and the like, and they all parrot each other's tweets and headlines. They're not very creative. They basically are just mimicking each other like mina birds, whereby whatever they want the public to think based on the perception that's created in the narrative, they all in unison use that headline across all forms of social media as well as entertainment as far as TV, etc.
Do you now, if all of these things that were happening about Trump were just gaffes, wouldn't it just stand just based upon the law of averages that occasionally they'd get one where they said, Donald Trump did a really great job today, here's sports. Wouldn't that just happen just out of, just because, you know, that happens? I mean, if you're going to make gaffes happen. So what do they say about that? Why is it always the one side coverage? What are all the players saying about that?
I missed the point of your question. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, if there's, you know, when they get out there and say I misspoke, like the guy about the Pensacola arena, where he was clearly trying to put forth this idea that nobody was coming to see Trump, and it turned out that all kinds of people turned out to see Trump. Wouldn't you think that occasionally he would get it the other way around, where everybody's showing up to come see Trump when it might be the other way around? If it's a true mistake.
Well, right. If it's a true mistake, you would think, you know, if you had any ounce of journalistic integrity and you had fact checkers and these huge news bureaucracy organizations, that it would seldom happen, that maybe a mistake would occur every once in a while. But
right.
These mistakes are occurring on nearly a daily basis, which shows a purpose, which shows it's purposeful. You know, we look at the statistics put out by the Media Research Center. And these were just released, I think, on Fox and Friends this morning, if I'm not mistaken. You know, over 90% of the media coverage of Trump is negative and historically has kept that 90% average over the course of just 1 year into his presidency. Come on. All of the news coming out of his presidency is not 90% negative, but that shows you exactly what side of the political spectrum the media feeds on. Their masters are the Democrat Party. The Republicans are the opposition. The press has aligned itself with the resistance. And however they can resist this presidency, and not just resist it, but sabotage it. And don't forget what Jonathan Gruber said, because I think that really was a shining moment of truth when he spoke honestly and didn't realize how much of a blowback he was going to get.
Right.
When he said that the Democrats relied on the stupidity of the American people in order to push through Obamacare. Now, how do you create that stupidity? You create it through the press.
Through a lot of false information. Yeah.
That's right.
By shaping the narrative and everything.
By shaping the narrative. That's right.
We're coming up on the first break, and when we get back in the next one, I want to talk about them shaping that narrative. And the one thing you pointed out when I was talking about making a mistake here and there, that other part about true reporting would actually be sort of, wouldn't it be sort of dull? I want to ask you about that as well. Megan Barth, you can find her at ReaganBabe.com. She appears all over the place on a regular basis. If you go search her out, TV, radio, a lot of radio, a lot of TV. I don't get often asked to be on TV, Megan. I don't know what it is. I guess it's the whole radio gig thing. You do it all, and I don't. But that's perfectly okay with me. I also want to bring up something about, I don't know if you've been read into the reciprocity thing that's going on, but that'll be coming up in a little bit as well. Just your take. I'm not looking for details. But Megan Barth, you can find her at ReaganBabe.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
largest selection of knife armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We are talking tonight to Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Talking to her about media and its role in our lives, or rather its misinformation propaganda role that they play. Do you find, Megan, do you find that they seem to have one template that they overlay no matter what the topic, whether it's electing Roy Moore to the Senate or gun control or tax reform or whatever it is? They seem to have one template that they use with a couple of variations here and there. But it always seems to go the same way, a little fabrication, a little conflation, and then a whole bunch of just out and out, you know, lying. Is that what you're seeing when you look at some of the stuff when you break it down and deconstruct it?
Well, yeah. So the headlines always have to have a pinch or a splash of some liberal narrative in it. You know, and they do the bidding, like I said, of their masters, which is the Democrat Party. And I was just checking the news while we were on break. And do you remember, it was just, I think, yesterday, actually, that Anderson Cooper was caught tweeting out to Donald Trump. He called him a pathetic loser. Now, this is basically, you know, CNN's darling boy, Anderson
yes.
Cooper.
Yeah.
Well, he basically said, oh, someone hacked my phone. My Twitter account was hacked. You know, something happened. Now CNN is blaming a locker room thief. You can't get any worse than this, and just unbelievable. Cooper's assistant inadvertently left his phone unlocked and unattended at the gym early this morning, and someone took the phone and sent the tweet. Now, they didn't take the phone, but they took the time to log in to Anderson Cooper's Twitter account and send a tweet to President Trump. I mean, really, this is how the liberal media and the Democrats truly believe that we're this stupid. They need us to be this stupid to swallow this type of garbage.
I'm just trying to imagine a life where I have somebody to handle my phone for me. So the premise is that somebody said, ha-ha, this is Anderson Cooper's phone. I will hack into it and send it, but I'm not going to take it because I'm just that kind of a hooligan. That's
right,
the premise.
I'm
that's the setup.
An unlocked gym locker. I'm going to go into an unlocked gym locker. I'm not going to take anything in the gym locker, including probably an expensive iPhone or phone. I'm just going to open the phone, go to Twitter, see that President Trump has tweeted out of the thousands of tweets Anderson Cooper probably sees a day. Send a nasty tweet to the president and then put back the phone in the unlocked locker and then just walk away. And, you know, job well done.
That's a pretty good job if we could get it, wouldn't it be? I would like to try some of that action myself. I don't know what I would send or who I would send it to. Twitter is the one thing I don't play with. I don't play with Twitter for some reason.
Yeah, well, I actually get a lot of my news on Twitter. And then there's another tweet by Joseph De La Cruz. He is the production assistant at the media desk at Fox News. He is tweeting Trump nearly on a daily basis, calling him a classless scumbag, a piece of you-know-what, a complete joke. Now, this is an assistant production manager at the media desk at Fox News.
This is one of the ones that hasn't been caught yet trying to harassing women, I take it.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah, that hasn't come to light.
Well, pretty soon every man is going to be a harasser just for simply asking for a woman's phone number. Or like Trump, you know, we've got the bimbo eruptions led by Gloria Allred that they're recycling once again in order to either have Trump resign, yeah, good luck with that, or start an ethics investigation on the president. Whereby women are now saying that if you leer at them and make them feel uncomfortable, that's sexual harassment. If you ask for their phone number, that's sexual harassment. If you think that a man is naked under his clothes and he walks by you, well, of course men are naked under their clothes. But if, you know, if a man is naked under their clothes and they walk by you, that's sexual harassment. This is a liberal mindset. I know it's hard to wrap your mind around the lunacy, but I'm just taking their words and laying them out there for you to decide.
Now, I've never asked you this, but are you married already? You're married?
No.
No. So how are you going to date? So many rules you've got to memorize. Do you have like a moleskin notebook to write all this stuff down on? I mean, how do you keep track of all this?
Well, I'm not a feminist because I watched the deafening silence of feminists during the Bill Clinton escapade.
Right.
I also watched feminists at that time tell me that I needed, like Nina Burleigh, tell me that I needed to get out my presidential knee pads and get down on my knees and give thanks to Bill Clinton for keeping the theocracy off our backs. I also watched feminists, praise and brag about their abortions. I didn't understand how they were the champions of women between their silence and their outright disgusting behavior. But I do truly think that the feminist movement ruined what I would call a civility and civilized relationships and honorable relationships between men and women. Because as the feminists told us, a woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. I'm like, well, good luck getting pregnant because you can't get pregnant from a bicycle. So I don't ascribe to the militant feminists of the left, nor have I ever, because quite frankly, I'm not a self-loathing person, and nor do I have any misandry, which is a man-hating capability.
Well, let's talk about that. One of the liberal go-tos, and I'm going to have to watch the time because we're getting sort of close, is to, whenever they're losing the argument, to call them racist. And now we have the hashtag Me Too. Is this going to be one of these things where this becomes a de facto fallback, do you think? And the problem I have with that is I have no doubt that there are women that have been taken advantage of, been assaulted, been raped by various power players out there, especially in Hollywood, no doubt about it. Shouldn't we want justice for them? And when we get out there and we start doing this, is it possibly going to dilute the actual search for the people who've done the wrong thing and that seeking justice?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And when you take the Me Too movement, which was started really by Rose McGowan, who Time magazine left her off the cover, even though the Me Too movement was person of the year, because she brought down Harvey Weinstein, what the Democrats now are going to do is instead of screaming racist, they're going to scream rape and think that that's going to win them elections. Well, they barely beat a child rapist in Alabama, at least a alleged child rapist in Alabama. It certainly wasn't a mandate. But you are going to have women that do cry wolf, much like the women that are out coming out against Donald Trump right now, speaking about leering at her and making them feel uncomfortable. Well, leering is not sexual harassment. I have been sexually harassed in the workplace. I decided to take the law. I decided to use the law in my hands. And of course, I can't talk about the case because you're under an NDA. But the true perverts within the Democrat Party, like Conyers, who Cokie Roberts wouldn't get into an elevator with, and who she said no woman would get in an elevator with him. We all knew not to get in an elevator with John Conyers. And then you have a pattern of misogyny by the likes of Al Franken, along with a photographic evidence. He was joking about raping and drugging and raping Leslie Stahl at one point. So the Democrats didn't ask these to step down and resign due to their fight for women and their protection of women. No, it was a political power play because they were going to make sure that if Judge Roy Moore got seated in the Senate, and I'm kind of glad that he didn't actually, they were going to basically continue to cast a shadow over the Republican Party and tie it up in Senate ethics investigations and follow Roy Moore around. And this sort of, they paint the Republican war on women, much like they did with Mitt Romney when he had binders of applicants of women.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We'll be right back. I won't expand on this when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is political and media commentator Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I want to ask you a question. We know that all of these primarily what would be referred to as legacy media outlets are losing share. Do they know it? And if they don't know it, why don't they know it? Because they got ignored in this last election. Have they doubled down? I mean, what do you think is their mindset right now? Do they think it was just a glitch in the system, or what do they think?
No, I think they definitely know it. I mean, they see their ratings. They know that their ratings aren't doing as well as, say, Fox News. Yet. Their hubris really is their downfall, much like it was Hillary's. They believe that they know all. Their power structure is so centralized between New York and L.A. and Washington, D.C. You know, those are the liberal enclaves. So when they go to their friends' houses or they go to these cocktail parties or they go to these holiday parties, they all are basically just in an echo chamber of liberal minds. And they're all just parroting and talking the same type of talk and thinking that the rest of the world actually believes the BS that they believe and that they spout. You know, they call the middle of the country and anything beyond their borders, you know, flyover country. They call the South a bunch of hicks. You know, Barack Obama basically said, you know, those types of folks that cling to their guns and their religion. So they look down in their arrogance on their viewers. But, you know, you would think after a variety of mistakes and lies, that they've been caught in, they would do some changes. And you would think after the drop in their ratings, they would also do some changes. But they are hell-bent. And like I said, they are basically joined at the hip with the Democrat Party. So as long as they have the Democrat Party on their side and they can be a vehicle for the Democrat Party, then they will continually be empowered.
Yeah, but eventually, I mean, I have a YouTube channel. Right now we're going through Adpocalypse one more time at YouTube or at Google. And when those advertising dollars dry up, I mean, one of the things they try to do is they try to go after somebody's sponsors. They did it with Hannity. You know, they've done it with other people before. Eventually, that will dry up for them as well, won't it? I mean, most of them are not seeing the kind of circulation and the kind of viewership or listenership that it takes to command top dollar. So it's going to become a money-losing proposition at some point, I guess. Or do you think somebody within the Democratic apparatus would come in and start funding things for them?
Well, I mean, I think that you have a lot of progressive companies with deep pockets that will continually support, you know, this type of propaganda. You know, George Soros operations, for example, he operates over 100 of them in this country. And I don't understand why we don't follow Hungary and ban his operation based on seditious practices. But I think that they're always, you know, have a revenue stream, so to speak. But I don't think that now that Trump is president, he's really exposed them to be the liars that they are. And this is what drives them crazy. You know, why do they want him to stop tweeting if they continually make fun of him tweeting? You know, that's the question you really have to ask. He tweets because he can get his message directly without a filter, without a biased filter, without a manipulated, without manipulation from the mainstream media in order to directly talk to the American people. That's why he tweets, and that's why it drives the press so nuts, because they no longer really own the narrative. The president owns his own narrative. That drives them crazy. So, no, I don't think that their revenue dollars are necessarily going to dry up, because I think there's always going to be, you know, their numbers, I think, are always going to remain somewhat lucrative
right,
for advertisers. However, you do see a downsizing in many news organizations. The New York Times, you know, firing hundreds of staff, and other publications firing many. You see other magazines going completely bankrupt. You see BuzzFeed struggling for dollars, The Vox struggling for dollars. And so these types of actions are going to happen on a smaller scale with some smaller companies, but the large alphabet media organizations, I don't really think are going to suffer too many significant blows. I could be wrong, but I don't really see them necessarily going anywhere, and I don't really necessarily see them changing changing their lineup. I think Anderson Cooper is still going to be the darling of CNN, and Rachel Maddow is going to be the darling of MSNBC, and Mika and Joe, the two crazies, are going to maintain, you know, their viewership.
Now, you know, Reagan, when Reagan was out there, he used to bypass Congress by going on TV, but he had to subject himself to the talking heads on TV. Trump going on Twitter is actually sort of a genius move on his part, because nobody gets to sit there and say, well, you just saw what the president just said. Let's spend 30 minutes dissecting what you just heard him say, and we'll tell you what he actually just said. Is that the way you see it? I mean, I sort of see some Reagan-esque, 21st century Reagan-esque stuff in some of the ways he gets his point across.
Yeah, he's kind of made the media insignificant when it comes to covering the president, because he's taken the power and control away from them. He is controlling the narrative. He's controlling his own Twitter account. He is controlling his message. He's not allowing them to control his message if he gave, you know, perhaps an on-the-record conversation with the New York Times or what have you. Twitter is his communication tool, and whether you like it or not, he uses it to a greater extent than any other president, including Barack Obama.
Yeah, Barack Obama was he was using text messaging, I saw, during his first campaign. I thought, wow, okay, somebody using all the mediums available, but Trump's it all. Do you think will we ever see an outlet come along that actually is just totally sort of Joe Friday about it, just the facts, just the news? we report, you decide, that kind of thing. Do you think we'll ever see that, or is it just too far gone?
I don't think it's too far gone. We've entered the realm of sensationalized journalism, where headlines are supposed to capture attention, and then the story doesn't report the truth. It's, like I said, the regurgitation of Democrat talking points. However, there is an open space, meaning, you know, you do have the smaller stations like OANN, One America News Network, which provides some good reporting along with opinion and commentary. But that's kind of the problem, isn't it? Whereby reporters forget that they're supposed to be objective. Headlines are supposed to just really kind of tell you the truth to make you want to read more. It's turned into everyone who is a journalist has an opinion. Well, everyone does have an opinion, and a lot of them stink. So, you know, the journalistic integrity is completely gone, but I do think that there's a space, and I do know of a channel that is coming up that is going to be, you know, kind of the new Fox News, so to speak, because even Fox News has kind of gone more to the center right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're seeing these recycled faces. You know, Karl Rove was wrong the entire campaign, and they are still trotting him out like he's some Republican messiah. And so I even, you know, many of my friends and family will just turn it off. They're tired of seeing the same old faces and listening to the same talking heads that were wrong during the campaign, giving the same type of wrong opinions now, well into the presidency. So I do know that there is plenty of space, even though channels are very expensive. I do know there's a channel that is rebranding itself, and I'm very excited about it. Can't talk about it, but I'm very excited about it.
Well, I hope you get on that channel, Megan. Let's talk about how they find you.
I can't talk about it.
There you go. I hope you do. Then I will be able to say I knew you when. Megan Barth, you can find her at ReaganBabe.com, where
yep.
all of her opinions and everything gets put out there on a regular basis. She has contributors, of course, and everything else, but she is the one out there on point leading the charge at ReaganBabe.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking media and media stuff and media shenanigans with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Well, I'm very happy to hear about that new TV channel. I'll be paying attention. Will you still be doing guest shots? I hope so.
I think so. Yeah, okay. I believe so. I love radio, and I got to tell you, I love radio because I prefer it over TV because it's interactive. I host a lot here out in Nevada, and listeners, radio listeners, are some of the best. They're the most loyal and the most knowledgeable, and I learn something new seemingly every time I take the mic. So, yeah, I hope to do that. But one thing I wanted to state that I didn't mention about the media, and I forgot, also watch it how they time when they drop stories. That's really important because that's part of the cover-up. For example, last night during frenzied election in Alabama, at 9:42 p.m. Eastern time, the Washington Post dropped the text messages found between the mistress of the chief FBI investigators, Stroke or Strohs. And so why would they drop that at 9:42 p.m. Late at night while all of the other media was covering this election? It's also part of the cover-up. So you have to watch the timing on when they drop stories and how they drop stories.
I see that a lot. I've got a social media guru who handles my social media who tries to time things for maximum effectiveness. Are you postulating that that's what these news people are doing?
Yeah. Well, you know, and also the leak. So you remember there was this big Deutsche Bank leak going on. I think it was like last Monday,
right,
or Tuesday. And Mueller supposedly had subpoenaed Trump's bank records from Deutsche Bank. That was a complete lie, by the way, but that was leaked to the media. So all day, up until it was debunked, they were running with that story in order to paint Donald Trump as colluding with Russia. Well, you know what that covered up? That covered up the whistleblower's testimony of the FBI. The FBI whistleblower of Uranium One, that was basically on a non-disclosure agreement until it was released. He was released from it.
Right.
So that story was leaked, even though it was false, in order to take away from the testimony of the and the news story of the undercover FBI investigation who, you know, basically witnessed all of the, you know, manipulation between the Obama administration and Uranium One investors.
So you're also saying they do that on purpose as a matter of misdirection, sort of a...
Correct.
I completely agree with that. And I look at some of the stuff they do and say this whole thing with national reciprocity where, you know, one of the things about having a concealed carry permit is you become part of a statistical bank of information. And every day that I don't go out there and commit murder or something with it, I just add to that legend. And it's already known, even the CDC knows that we are the most law-abiding out there. And in this national reciprocity thing that's been going on, Pelosi's been getting out there and saying it. A lot of these talking heads have been getting out there and saying it. Now that we're referred to as people carrying hidden guns. And yet where we are and where we exist, we're not committing murder. We're not, and 6,000 times a day, we stop a crime. So, that, the whole thing about the, listen, I've been railing against the news for a long time, against the media for a long time, and this week for me, I just sort of entered, I entered critical mass. Now, I heard what you said about Judge Moore. Do you, and I understand why you feel, I concur with the way you feel about him not being elected and everything, especially now that it sounds like they're going to try to get Jones to go with the GOP. At the same time, that was all of that was set up in the media to be sort of a setup to go after Trump and to pave the way for Franken to stay in office, wasn't it? All that stuff they were doing, saying what they were saying about Moore if he had won and been seated in the Senate.
Yeah, if Moore was seated in the Senate, it would have created it would have given the Democrats another shadow to cast over this presidency, another way to sabotage this presidency, another way to label the presidency and Republicans as, you know, lesser protectors, you know, and paint the Republican Party as predators. And there would have been the press following around Roy Moore all the time. He would have sucked all the oxygen out of the room. They would be, now they're more forced to report stories, although that they're manipulated stories. They aren't going to be allowed to create stories and create narratives and headlines around a controversial figure like Judge Roy Moore.
What was the name of that? There was a Republican House member who was supposedly pro-life, and then he tried to get his mistress to have an abortion, and he was gone so quick, resigned and out of there so fast that I can't even remember his name. Why, when this starts and everything, where they get up there and try to say, well, you know, it's a double standard, isn't it? Why doesn't somebody like, I don't know, Ryan, for example, get up there and say, no, we police our own and we take care of our own and we are different from the Democrats. Why isn't that happening, do you think?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't, just because they're in leadership doesn't mean that they're strong leaders. you know, the Republican Party doesn't understand the war. They'll win a few battles, but they don't understand the war. They don't understand that politics is a blood sport to Democrats. They don't understand necessarily how to get around the narrative that the mainstream media creates. They don't know how to formulate and set the argument in debate. They're constantly playing defense. When in fact, we have control of all branches of government, yet we're on the defense when we should be on the offense.
Just boggles my mind.
Yeah, it boggles my mind. It's hard to be on the offense now, too, because Jeff Sessions recused himself. One of the biggest political mistakes I've ever witnessed. I think that we need fresh blood. We need fresh blood in the Republican Party. We need younger blood, men and women that understand the game of politics much better than, you know, the swamp, that it's not just a go along, quid pro quo relationship, trading power brokers amongst power brokers. So when Donald Trump says drain the swamp, it certainly wasn't going to be done with Judge Roy Moore, because he was such a, you know, political fireball. But there is room. There is definitely room. And so I see a lot of younger leaders, a lot more minority leaders coming into the Republican Party. That's exactly what we need.
I concur. Now, in closing, I think I've asked you this before. Do you carry a weapon?
Yes, I have a CCW. One of the reasons I moved to Nevada from California is that I could not get a CCW. And being the loudmouth that I am, I do get death threats. And I like to carry. So I do have a CCW.
So national reciprocity, is that something you would welcome seeing? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it for me because I'm not going to go to certain places, but I do worry about the people like the Shanine Allens of the world. I just think it would keep them out of jail. But besides that, I'm just watching the absolute circus that's going on right now and all the clowns and all the cars talking about guns. Pelosi, I love it whenever she talks about them because she doesn't know anything about them at all. But that'll be a story for a different... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I love it when they pose for the photo op with the gun. It's quite like Barack Obama shooting at skeet at a 90-degree angle going downrange. That clay pigeon thrower, that must have been an industrial machine right there. That must have been something else. Now, listen, right. Next month is SHOT Show right there in your backyard. You ought to come and...
Yeah.
You ought to come and check it out. I got a couple of female shooters that I know. One of them that I think of, she's like Bruce Lee, named Tatiana Whitlock, that you would probably like to meet because she is just the most dangerous person I know. So if you have the time, you should come check it out and look us up. And Megan Barth, you can find her at ReaganBabe.com. And occasionally when I reach to her, she's never told me no, and I do appreciate you taking the time to appear tonight.
Anytime. Happy to do so, Bill. Thanks for having me on. And if you're in Vegas next month, look me up.
I'll be there. Okay. We'll be back here in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.